Nolte, CNN forced to issue correction of fact check about Trump's trans mice claim. By John Nolte on March 6, 2025. CNN was forced to issue a correction after the White House proved the far-left serial liars had published a fake fact check about President Trump's claim on taxpayer money wasted on transgender mice. During his widely popular joint address to Congress on Tuesday evening, the president pointed out the appalling ways the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, had found in its first 5 weeks. This included $8.2 million for gender-affirming hormone treatments on mice. Knoll immediately labeled this a false statement. Trump falsely claimed that the Department of Government Efficiency identified government spending of $8 million for making mice transgender, wrote a CNN fact-checker. Watch, clowns. Al Green and Democrat pals sing after Green is censured by House. Per CNN, the truth was this: between the 2021 and 2022 fiscal years, the National Institutes of Health awarded a total of $477,121 to three projects that involved administering feminizing hormone therapy to monkeys, the phony fact-checker explained. And the reason behind the study was to understand how this therapy may affect their immune system and make them more susceptible to HIV. You see, transgender women, i.e., men, are nearly 50 times more likely to be infected with HIV than other adults. Oh. You mean, men with a sexual fetish are nearly 50 times more likely to get HIV? Yeah, that's a real whodunit. CNN ended this fake fact check utterly bewildered over which ass Trump pulled that $8 million figure from. It's not clear where the $8 million figure came from. The following morning, however, the White House tore into Knoll with the facts. The fake news losers at CNN immediately tried to fact check it. But President Trump was right. As usual, read the White House statement. What followed was a list of 8 million and change in transgender experiments on mice, complete with links. Watch, Caroline Levitt shows how CNN was proven wrong by their own viewers. This forced CNN to issue a correction. An earlier version of this item incorrectly characterized as false Trump's claim about federal money being spent for making mice transgender. The article has been updated with context about the spending, which was for research studies on the potential human health impacts of treatments used in gender-affirming care. When will fake and discredited outlets like CNN figure out the only time anyone pays attention to them is when we can point and laugh when they step in it like this? If you read CNN's entire fact-check of Trump's triumphant speech, it's a bunch of pedantic nitpicking. There's nothing illuminating or informative about it. It reads like a divorce decree written by a bitter ex-wife, hurling everything she can just to hurt the guy. She hates his haircut, the way he brushes his teeth, the sound of his voice, his aftershave, the color of his ties. Above all, she just can't understand why everyone doesn't hate him as much as she hates him. Man alive, it's so pathetic. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.